愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
今天下午跟大家一起来，我分享我个人的抉择。
This afternoon, I would like to share with all of you my choice.
我们人的一生总是会做很多的决定。
In our life, we make many decisions.
对我来说，最大的决定就是选择全职的侍奉。
And the greatest decision I made was when I decided to dedicate myself wholly.
那至于信仰呢，不是我的选择，是我父母替我选择。
And in regards to my faith, it was not my choice, it was my parents' choice.
那是从小他们带领我长大。
And from a young age, they led me till I was grown.
所以我的信仰是第二代的。
And so I am a second generation believer.
是我父母所从父母那里承续下来的。
And it was passed on from my parents.
我父母要怎么来信主呢？
How did my parents come to believe?
1951年，我的父亲跟他的哥哥两个到台北去逛街。
In 1951, my father and his brother went to Taipei to go shopping.
那个时候他是长老会的信徒。
And at that time, he was part of the Presbyterian Church.
看到一个会牌，真耶稣教会。
And he saw a sign that says True Jesus Church.
他心里非常不以为然。
And in his heart,
不觉得应该是这样的。
He felt like it should not be so.
为什么你们教会才是真的，然后我们就不是真的？
Why is your church true, but ours is not?
所以他就进去想要跟那里面的外教会的牧师的辩道。
And so he wanted to go in to discuss the truth with them.
那个时候一个执事这种全职的工人就引用圣经跟他讲我们真教会的基本信仰。
So there's a full-time worker there, a deacon who went over church's doctrines with him.
他就发现，真耶稣教会每一个信仰都是根据圣经的。
He realized that True Jesus Church, all of our basic beliefs and doctrines were according to the Bible.
都是很有道理的。
And it made sense.
那最后那个工人跟他讲说，我们可以得圣灵。
And in the end, the worker told him that we can receive the Holy Spirit.
那你回家你可以求圣灵。
And so you can receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他自己回来以后，就自己去祷告求圣灵。
So when he returned, he went to pray to seek the Holy Spirit.
结果在家里祷告得到圣灵。
And when he was praying at home, he received the Holy Spirit.
他非常的高兴。
He was filled with joy.
不但明白了道理，而且体会到宝贵的圣灵。
Not only did he understand the truth, but he was able to experience the precious Holy Spirit.
所以就带领我们全家族，他的兄弟姐妹大概有五六个吧，包括家人都一起受洗。
So he took his, he brought his brothers and sisters, about five of them, including the family members, to get baptized.
所以这个归入真教会是因渴慕道理、体验圣灵进来的。
And so they belonged to the church after they were thirsting for the truth.
但是那个时候刚信圣经也不太懂。
But as newly believers, they did not fully understand the Bible.
那也没有灵界辩证的体验或者智慧。
And they did not have spiritual wisdom or experiences.
所以家族有人陆续祷告得到圣灵。
And so if there was a family member who received the Holy Spirit,
但是就是觉得好像不太一样。
But they felt like it was different.
那这个灵也会知道一些事情。
And the spirit also knew certain things.
比方说那个时候乡下他们都是种菜去市场卖。
For example, in the country, they will plant their own vegetation and take it to the market to sell.
那个灵会预言明天什么菜好卖。
And the spirit will prophesy which vegetables would sell well the next day and which ones would not.
他如果真的照着那个灵的启示去做一架菜就卖光了。
And if they did according to what the spirit revealed, then they would sell all their vegetables.
他如果不信真的到中午菜都卖不掉。
But if they did not believe, then up to noon, they still cannot sell the vegetables.
那后来呢，很热心就进食祷告。
And at that time, they were filled with zeal, so they knelt down to pray.
真的鸡啦、鸭啦，全部都一起进食。
And even the chicken and the ducks also fasted.
那进食到鸡鸭都鸡飞狗跳跳到桌子上去。
And the chickens and ducks, they were fasted to a point that they jumped on the tables.
那天天也没有上去做工就是在家里祷告。
And they did not go to work, but they prayed at home.
说主耶稣快来了。
Because they knew that Jesus was coming.
那有的到外面去说，哎，飞机怎么会倒飞啊？
And some people went outside and they realized, why is the plane flying backwards?
那个时候也不晓得到底怎么一回事，就是有一个灵。很有力量。
They didn't know what was going on. They just knew that there was a powerful spirit.
而且他看到人可以告诉他，哎，你什么时候偷拿东西？你做什么错
？And when they saw other people, they can tell them what wrong they did.
非常准确，所以大家都很敬畏。
And it was very accurate, so people feared them.
那以后这个教会派工人到我们那个家族来。
And later on, the church sent workers to our family.
祷告一看说，你这个是邪灵。
And when we were praying, they knew that this was the evil spirit.
就醒过来，那个灵就跑掉了。
And we were weakened, and the spirit ran away.
那个时候当然也信耶稣了。
At the time, we believed in Jesus.
所以就让我想起来这个圣经说一切的灵都不可都信。
And that is why, in the Bible tells us that we cannot believe all spirits.
也不是说信耶稣祷告得到的灵都是从神来的。
And it's not that you believe in Jesus Christ and you pray and receive a Holy Spirit. The Spirit is from God.
就是需要去辩证。
But you must discern.
那后来这个灵跑掉了大家祷告才真正得到圣灵。
And after this spirit went away, when we knelt down to pray, that is when we truly received the Holy Spirit.
大家都很高兴。
And everyone was very joyful.
那我爸爸本来是在当教员。
And my father was actually a teacher.
他受洗以后
After he was baptized,
他就一直想要做圣工，要服侍神。
He wanted to serve the Lord.
他有一次做梦。
One night he had a dream.
有梦见说有一个火车写到天国去。
That there was a train going to heaven.
然后要上车要票啊。
And you needed a ticket to get on the train.
他把那个手机箱打开来。
And he opened his suitcase.
哇，里面好多东西，一直去找那个票。
There was many things inside, and he wanted to look for the ticket.
等到找到票，那个火车已经出发了。
When he had found the ticket, the train had already left.
他就想说对呀，我被很多世俗的工作缠累了。
And he realized, yes, that he was bounded about by a lot of worldly work.
如果这样再缠下去可能进天国都有问题。
If he was continued to be bounded by these things, then there might be a problem for him getting into heaven.
所以他就下决心去参加教会的第一届的神学训练班。
So he made the determination to attend the first TTB training in church.
那一班有十个人。
There were 10 people in that class.
里面包括 Benson 弟兄的爸爸。
It included Brother Benson's father.
还有包括谢执事的爸爸。
And Deacon Xie's father.
还有现在的谢长老，一共有十个。
And Elder Xie, so there are 10 classmates total.
现在大概还有两个还在世，还在服侍。
And there are 2 who are currently still alive and serving.
所以他就这样走进服侍的路程。
And so this is how he walked into his servitude.
那他离开家以后
After he left home,
我的母亲就一起扛起养家，然后教养子女的责任。
My mother took on the job of raising the family and teaching.
我对我的母亲印象就是第一个，她很勤劳。
And the first thing I remember about my mother is that she's very diligent.
她从早上大概五点多就起床。
She would get up at 5 a.m.
从来没有睡过午觉一直做到八九点。
She would never take afternoon naps, but would work until 8 or 9 at night.
每一天这样在照顾家庭。
This is how she took care of her family every day.
那第二个就是她很喜欢祷告。
Second, she loved to pray.
所以要睡觉以前虽然很累，她都祷告很久。
Before he went to bed, even though she was tired, she would pray for a very long time.
那个时候我们都还是小孩子。
At the time, we were just young kids.
然后她圣灵充满她会唱灵歌。
When she was filled with the Holy Spirit, she would sing spiritual songs.
有时候很高兴，把小孩子全部都摇起来一起祷告。
And sometimes she was filled with joy that she would wake all of us up to pray with her.
所以我就印象很深，我妈妈很喜欢祷告。
So I had this very vivid memory that my mother loved to pray.
在祷告当中，有神在带领我们的家庭。
In her prayers, we could feel that God was guiding our family.
虽然生活很简单
even though we live very simple lives,
但是过得非常喜乐。
That we were filled with joy.
啊，有时候我讲我的体验给小孩子听，小孩子听不懂。
When I relay my experiences to my children, they do not understand.
比方说，我一直到小学毕业都没有穿过鞋子，我小孩子听不懂。
So up to the point when I graduated from elementary school, I never wore shoes. My children do not understand this.
这个怎么有可能呢？就是可能啊。
How is this possible? It was.
那有时候小孩子到学校去上课。
Sometimes when the children would go to school.
因为很穷啊，他穿那个裤子啊是装肥料那个袋子做的。
The children would wear shorts that were pants that were made out of the bags that they would use to carry the manure.
所以裤子后面有一个硫酸尿素啊。
And so there is a sign that would say that this is manure on the back.
但讲给小孩子听，他听不懂，怎么有可能呢
？And so our children could not believe that this would happen.
所以生活真的很简单啊。
And so we live very simple lives.
现在我们看很多小孩子都在电脑前长大。
And for us today, we see many of our children grow before computers.
我记得我小孩子很快乐。
When I was a child, I was very happy.
第一个就是爬树。
And I would like to climb trees.
抓小鸟。
And catch birds.
再来就是到这个水沟里面去抓鱼。
And we would go to look for fish.
到池塘里面游泳。
And go swim in the pool.
就是这样在除了学校之外就是这样。这样 过日子。
And these were activities outside of school.
那祷告 常常带给我们很大的喜乐。
And prayer would bring us great joy.
所以回想小时候，一直觉得生活很简单，也可以过得很充实。
And when we were young, we lived very fulfilled lives, even though it's simple.
最重要就是要亲近神，有神同在。
And the most important was to draw near to God and have the guidance of God.
那我的母亲还有一个就是很喜欢奉献。
And my mother would like, would love to, give offering.
Yeah, 有一次有一个教会啊，要盖会堂。
One time there was a church who were, going to build the church.
她就自愿说要奉献一个金额。
And so she wanted to offer a fund.
那个金额大概是我父亲生活费的一半。
And that was probably half of my father's livelihood.
那我父亲回来就非常不高兴。
So when my father came back, he was not pleased.
我说我已经奉献在侍奉神，你为什么要为自己造一个担子来担呢？
He said, I've already offered myself in serving the Lord. Why do you bring about another burden?
传道免反对他太太奉献。
And so the pastor, he was against his wife offering.
那他回到他注目的教会以后。
And when he went back to the church that he was pastoring,
身体就开始发痒。
He started to feel very itchy.
就怎么办呢？就去买药来涂。
So he went to get medicine to put on his body.
涂了很久都涂不好。
But it did not get better.
祷告也不好。
And even when he prayed, it did not get better.
后来他就想，哎，会不会是因为反对我的太太奉献呢？
So he reflected and thought, is it because I'm against my wife offering?
所以他就向神祷告。
So he prayed to God.
说啊，神啊，如果是这个错，我向你悔改。
God, if this is my wrongdoing, then I repent.
这真的很奇妙，他这样悔改祷告，那个身体的痒就离去了。
After you prayed and repented, then the itchiness that you felt went away.
他算一算他买那个药的钱就是跟我妈妈要奉献的一样多。
And so he calculated the amount that he spent on buying the medicine was the amount that my mother wanted to offer.
所以这个奉献真的是恩典。
And so offering is a grace.
那他奉献这么多，那钱从哪里来呢？这又是一个问题。
And it was another problem. Where would the money come from when we wanted to offer this sum?
他就去抓那个小猪来养。
And so he went to get little pigs to raise.
这很奇妙，那个猪长得很快。
And it was very miraculous that the pigs grew very quick.
六个月就把那个猪卖掉，钱刚好奉献的金额。
In 6 months, we were able to sell the pigs, and we had the money that we needed to offer.
我们所拜的神真的是活水的泉源。
And the God we worship is the source of living water.
如果我们做的神喜欢，我们还忧虑欠什么？
If we do what is pleasing in the eyes of God, then what do we have to worry about?
那我父亲去侍奉以后了，因为我们家里还有耕一些田。
And after my father went to serve, we still had some fields in our family.
连外邦人都看得出来。
And even the Gentiles could see this.
那个田跟田有一个田埂。
that there was a dividing line between the fields, the plots.
左边是我们的，右边是没有信的人的。
And on the left side, this belonged to a family. On the right side, it belonged to a non-believer.
他们撒那个种子，道啊，是同一个种子。
When they sow the seeds, it was the same seed.
那浇水是同样的水。
It was the same water they used.
但是就是差一条线哦，一边是满满的。
But just that line, dividing one side was full.
就可以看出，连外邦人看得说，怎么这个这边的就不一样。
Even the non-believers can see why this side was different.
他看得出来不一样，但是他不知道为什么。
They could see that it was different, but they did not know why.
但是我们知道为什么。
But we knew.
因为神的祝福啊。
And this was because of the blessing of God.
所以神要带领，要祝福我们，真的是没有什么困难。
So if God wants to guide us and bless us, this is not difficult.
那我父亲在世啊，常常勉励我们全家。
When my father was still alive, he would often encourage us.
说要在有生之年呢，多多做圣工。
That we should do holy work in our lives.
不要等到年纪老迈、体力衰退才想说我要侍奉神。
We should not think about serving the Lord when we are advanced in age.
要把最好的献给神。
But we should give him our best.
那这个勉励啊，就是一直就深刻在我的母亲跟我们孩子的心里面。
And so this encouragement was deeply imprinted in the hearts of my mother and also the children.
那我父亲侍奉十年，他就离世。
After serving for 10 years, my father passed away.
那个时候我母亲46岁。
At that time, my mother was 46 years old.
所以她一个人就承担照顾家庭的责任。
And so she had to carry the responsibility of taking care of the whole family.
但是她很喜欢祷告。
But she loved to pray.
所以每一天大概五点多她就起来祷告。
So every morning at around 5 a.m. she would get up to pray.
祷告到七点多。
Until 7 a.m.
那下午又祷告一次。
In the afternoon she would pray once again.
我常常想要以主耶稣为标杆来努力都很难。
And often I think it's hard for us to make Jesus Christ a goal to strive towards.
因为现在即使我当传道要随着我母亲的脚步都觉得不简单。
And even today as a preacher, for me to follow my mother's steps, I feel like it's a difficult task.
那因为很喜欢祷告，所以我父亲离世对她来讲是很大的是一个很大的打击。
And she felt like it was a great impact on her. My father's death had a great impact on her.
刚刚开始她很忧伤。
In the beginning, she was very sorrowful.
但是她懂得祷告。
But she knew to pray.
每一次到圣灵充满，她就唱灵歌。
Every time she was filled with the Holy Spirit, she was singing spiritual songs.
她就不晓得怎么忧伤。
And she no longer knew how to be sorrowful.
因为圣灵亲自安慰了她。
Because the Holy Spirit comforted her.
但是我看到我父母的关系，我就发现，这个老一代的结婚这个爱确实很深。
And when I look at the relationship between my parents, I could see that the marriage between the older generation, the love is very deep.
因为我父亲照教会的规定，一个月回家四天嘛，一个礼拜一天。
So according to the church rules, my father would return home 4 days out of the month.
所以夫妻两个聚少离多。
And so the time that my parents spent together was not a lot.
那一直到我父亲离世10年、20年之后，我母亲每次提到我父亲还会流眼泪。
And even though my father passed away 10-20 years later, every time my mother talked about him, she would still shed tears.
所以我就感觉到这个老的一辈虽然没有这种外表一种轰轰烈烈的爱情但是那种深度确实非常的深。
So in the older generations, I could see that even though on the outside they might not have that very passionate love, but their love for one another was very deep.
那因为我母亲很喜欢祷告。
Because my mother loved to pray.
所以可以看到这个祷告对家庭的效果。
I could see the effect of prayer on our family.
我们全家有五个小孩子。
There are 5 children in our family.
五个小孩子都在主里结婚。
And all 5 of us married in the Lord.
五个小孩子到现在都保守在主里面，没有离开。
And the five children to this day, we are still in the church. We have not departed.
我想最重要的原因就是我的母亲啊，天天的祷告。
I think the most important reason is because my mother would pray daily.
从不间断。
And she would not cease to pray.
那我父亲离世以后啊。
After my father passed away.
我的母亲一直想要侍奉神。
My mother wanted to serve the Lord.
所以后来有一个机会，她就住到教会来帮忙教会是服侍神。
So later on, there was an opportunity where she could live at church to serve God.
那她要侍奉神的心呢，就变成一个实际的行动。
And her heart to serve the Lord became an action.
在她所侍奉的教会里面。
The church that she served in.
她常常邀一些要侍奉的弟兄姊妹打扫，从地下室一直到三楼。
She would often tell the brothers and sisters who wanted to serve to start cleaning from the basement to the third floor.
每一楼都清得很干净。
And every floor is very clean.
没有一个被单是有味道的，都洗得很干净。
There was no blanket that had a smell. All of it was clean.
因为他一直有一个信念哦，神的工作不断要把它做完，而且要把它做好。
And so because she had this thought that not only must she do the work of God, but she must do it to the best.
不是对人有交代，要对神有交代。
To the best of her ability, because she needed to answer to God, not to men.
所以我的母亲呢，一直在侍奉上给我们留下很好的榜样。
So she set a good example in her service for us.
她的意志很坚强。
And she had, she was very determined.
所以教会有什么事情，她一定会贯彻到底，做到完为止。
So no matter what matter came up in the church, she would do it to the end.
因此我们常常做儿女的一直把这个精神当作我们的一个榜样。
And as children, we would look up to the spirit and attitude she had in serving the Lord.
那后来我的母亲就我一个哥哥去当兵，我母亲就到大都市去了。
Later, my brother went into the army, so my mother moved into the city.
就剩我一个人。
And there was only me left.
那剩我一个人要住哪里呢？
So where was I to live?
我就抬着一个简单的行李，那怎么想说教会暂时住一下。
So with very little luggage, I went to stay at church.
结果我在教会住了三年。
And I actually stayed at church for 3 years.
就是高中都住在教会。
In high school, I lived at church.
那这三年改变我的一生。
These 3 years changed my life.
因为没有家庭所以放学就回教会。
Because I did not have family close by, so after school, I would go to church.
也没有父母在
I didn't have my parents.
怎么就祷告。
So I would pray.
所以有时候祷告半个钟头，有时候祷告一个钟头，反正回到教会就是祷告。
So when I went to church, sometimes I would pray for 30 minutes, an hour. Whenever I was at church, I would just pray.
常常被圣灵充满，好高兴。
And I was often filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with joy.
所以我一生最高兴的一段时间是我高中这三年。
So the most joyful time in my life, one of them is the 3 years of my high school years.
因为在教会里面真的能够祷告，被圣灵充满。
Because in the church, I was able to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我在高中二年级
In my second year in high school,
有一次我很认真祷告。
I was praying.
就想说前途没有父亲的指引那母亲也没有办法指引我，那神就你就指引我吧。
So I asked God to guide me because I did not have my father or my mother there to guide me.
那个是高中二年级。
And that was when I was a second year in high school.
就在祷告很深入的时候，有一个意念刻在我的心里。
When I was deep in prayer, there was a thought that was carved deeply in my heart.
就是神要用你来服侍他。
That God wants to use you to serve Him.
所以我进入全时间的服侍这是高中二年级一个祷告一个意念刻在我心里。
And so for me to enter into full-time service, it was because of this thought that was imprinted in my heart from the second year in high school.
那以后每一次想到要服侍神，非常感动，就一直流眼泪。
And every time I thought about serving the Lord, I would be so moved that I would shed tears.
有时候在学校里面。
Sometimes during school.
有时候在骑脚踏车中间。
When I was riding my bike.
有时候躺在床上睡觉。
When I was lying down to sleep.
一想到要侍奉神，就非常感动，就会流眼泪。
When I thought about serving the Lord, I would be moved to tears.
所以在高中神就让我知道他要我做什么。
So in high school, God let me know what He wanted me to do.
因此我一生一直到现在没有真的做过什么决定。
And so in my whole life up to this point, I have not made many decisions.
我就是神带领很自然，一步一步这样就是跟着走。
God has guided me every step, and I have followed Him.
啊，一直到今天为止。
Until today.
我都没有什么主要的计划，就是神一直带领到现在。
I don't have any plans. God has guided me to this point.
啊，那到大学继续这样啊来祷告。
When I was in college, I continued to pray.
啊，那我记得在大学三年级。
When I was a third year in college,
啊，在一次很深入的祷告当中
during one of my deep prayers,
有一个意念就跟这个高中二年级一样刻到我心里。
There was a thought just like my second year in high school that was imprinted in my heart.
神说要派我到美国来。
That God wanted to guide me and lead me to America.
神要用我。
God wanted to use me.
那个时候我就有一点头脑有一点混了，我怎么会去想这个？
And at that time, I thought, why would I think about this?
这个到底是我自己幻想出来，还是真的是神的出于神的意念
？Is this something that I imagine myself, or is this God's will？
我想了很久，也想没有办法分辨。
And I thought about it for a very long time, but I could not discern.
所以我就去请问一个传道，我怎么祷告会跑出这个意念出来呢
？So I went to ask the preacher, why I would have this thought in my prayer.
当这个意念进来，我一直流眼泪。
And when I thought about this, I would shed tears.
那个传道跟我讲。
The preacher told me.
他说你就安静看啊，如果是出于神，就会实现的；不会实现，就是你自己想的。
He said, just wait and watch, and if it is from God, then it will happen. If it is not, then it will not.
那我想这样也不错了
哦。And I thought this is a good way.
就顺其自然了。
And so, I just let things happen naturally.
那大学毕业以后
，After college,
我就去当兵了。
I went to join the army.
我在凤山学校受训六个月。
And I was in a
步兵学校受训六个月。
I was in a school for 6 months.
Infantry 的 academy.
Infantry academy.
就是当预官了。这一个 ROTC 一个就是一般大学毕业当了一个最基本的一个军官。
And so I was part of the ROTC program.
Yeah. 那六个月完了，要分到部队去啊。
And after 6 months, they needed to send you to different
countries. 就要抽签啊。
And so you had to draw lots.
想起那个箴言里面说哦，说签我们签放在怀里啊，定是是由神啊，就是你签自己可以抽啊，其实神在决定。
And so I thought of the verse in Proverbs, where is that you might draw your own lot, but it's God who determines it.
我这样拿了一支这么倒一下觉得不太妥当再换另外一支
So I drew one and I thought it didn't feel right so I prayed and I put it back and I drew another one
一打开来空降部队伞兵
空降是 Air Force
Paratrooper
OK So when I opened it I was going to join the paratroopers
所以就去接受跳伞训练两个礼拜
And so I went through that training for 2 weeks.
一共跳伞七次。
And I had to jump 7 times.
其实也不是跳出来的，就是后面人把你挤出去的。
And it's not that I actually jumped, but people would just squeeze you and push you out.
那个伞后面有一个绳子挂在飞机上。
And there was something that was linked to the airplane when you jumped.
被挤出去的时候，那个绳子就把伞拉开。
And so when you are pushed out, then something will pull on the string, and so it would open up.
那个发伞的特别交代，万一伞没有开，拿回来换新的。
And if if it did not open up, then you would have to go back to get a new one.
那大家都记得万一伞没有开，要去换新的。
And so you would remember if it did not open, that you would go back to get a new one.
那跳伞经验是很奇妙的。
And this was a very miraculous experience I had.
当你进到飞机的时候都不会流汗，其实很热。
And whenever I went into the plane, I did not sweat, even though it was very hot.
因为太紧张都不会流汗。
Because I was so nervous, I would not sweat.
那伞一开了。
And once we jumped out and it opened up.
从天上掉到地上大概60秒。
There was about 60 seconds from when we jumped to when we landed.
差不多满身都大汗。
And we were filled with sweat.
所有汗都跑出来。
All the sweat came out.
那有一次晚上跳
，One time I jumped at night。
看下面怎么亮亮的，我是不是跳到镜子上面
？And I thought, why is the floor shiny? It's like I was jumping onto a mirror。
一跳下去才发现跳到稻田，那刚好插秧。
And so I realized that I actually jumped into a plot, a field.
稻田啊, rice field.
Mm-hmm, a rice field.
那把伞收回来，全身都是泥土。
And then I was filled with mud when I gathered my shoots.
那现在回想起来，这真的是非常好的经验。
And when I think back, this is actually a very good experience.
那后来就分发到部队去了。
And so later on, I was told to go to a different.
我才发现哦，这个超过我的体力能够负担了。
Different group, and I realized that this was beyond what I was physically capable of.
因为一般哦，这个。 这个在伞兵部队那个兵啊，都是经过挑选，所以抬着机关枪，他可以用跑的。And
so I realized that the people who were in the parachute group, that they were actually chosen and they could actually run with the guns.
啊，机关枪啊 ，machine gun，很重。And
the machine guns were very heavy.
但是我们抬着一支枪要跟着跑就很难了。But
for me to hold one of the guns and run, it was very difficult.
所以有一次我们在地上在爬。
And so one time we were crawling on the ground.
啊，我一直向神祷告。
And I kept praying to God.
说神啊，我真的是没有办法。
I said, God, I cannot do this.
那如果我没有办法，我怎么带领这个60个兵呢？
If I cannot do it, then how am I?
大概30个兵。
How can I guide the other 30 troopers?
哦，那我在祷告的时候啊。
When I was praying.
就有一个感动进到我心里。
There was, I was moved, and I felt something in my heart.
神听我的祷告。
That God listened to my prayers.
哇，神听我祷告，那怎么办呢？
So God listened to my prayers. So what was I to do?
后来啊，那个营房啊，那个部队啊，刚好要盖营房。
And at that time, they wanted to build.
营房 barrack.
A barricade.
Yeah. 那就要找一个人会监工啊。
And they needed someone to watch over the work.
他看到，哎，你是学建筑的，就把我拉去，要做监工的。
And they saw that I had studied construction, and so they went, they chose me to go oversee the work.
哦，那以后我就变成上下班了。
And so I had hours.
上下班。
And so I can go to work and come back.
我就不需要再拿枪在地上爬，在外面跑。
I didn't need to take a machine gun and crawl on the ground and run around.
哦，那以后那个营房也没有盖。
And so they did not actually build that barricade.
所以我就知道啊，圣经说，神给我们的担子不会超过我们所能够负担的。So
I understood what is said in the Bible that God would not give us something that we cannot bear.
在我们没有办法承担，神就要开一条路给我们。
We are no longer able to bear it, then God will open a different way for us.
那要退伍了。
And when I was able to come out of the army,
到底我要做什么？
What was I to do?
真的面对要决定的时候，我要做什么？
When I had to face this, I had no idea what I was going to do.
所以我坐火车要离开那个营地要回家。
And so when I was taking the train, departing from the place to go home.
我在想啊，我们同学有人上班。
And I thought some of my classmates, they are working.
有的人就继续读研究所。
Some continue to study.
那有的人就 到国外去深造。
And some of them went overseas.
那到底我要做什么？
So what was I to do?
那我这样一直想的时候，圣灵就一直感动，一直流眼泪。
And when I was thinking about this, the Holy Spirit would move me, so I continued to shed tears.
侍奉神。
And it would move me that I needed to serve the Lord.
我知道那个隔壁那一个人一直看我，这个年轻人怎么一直流眼泪？
And so I felt that person next to me kept looking at me. Why did I continue to cry?
他不知道为什么，但是我知道为什么，所以我就知道，神要我来侍奉他。
They didn't know why, but I knew that God wanted me to serve him.
因此我就进到台中的神学院。
And so I joined the TTP program in Taizong.
以后就毕业了。
And I graduated.
那有一次我就遇到那个。 那个传道。One
time I encountered that pastor again.
他就问我，最近教会有没有什么决定啊？他也没有直接讲，最近教会有没有什么决定？我说什么都没有。And
he asked me, were there any decisions in the church recently? And I said no.
因为他还记得我告诉他大学三年的时候告诉他的事情。Because
he remembered what I had told him when I was a third year in college.
一直到1981年。Until
1981.
在台湾开这个世界代表大会。
We had the World Delegates Meeting in Taiwan.
那个时候美国的教会提一个案。
At the time, the church in the U.S. had a proposal.
要帮助专职工人到美国来进修学习英文。
And that was to help holy workers come to the United States to learn English.
我一看到那个，我知道啊，时间到了，路开了。
And when I saw that, I knew that my time was up and that the way had been opened.
但是我也没有去找联总，就是我，我也是很感动。
But I did not go to the GA and say that this is for me. God had moved me.
我说我站在旁边看看到底神要怎么带领。
But I stood at the side to see how God would guide.
那后来开会就通过了。
After that, it was passed.
要找两个到美国来进修。
They were to find two people to come to the United States.
那个时候杨长老就来找我了。
And at that time, Elder Yang came to find me.
所以派你到美国去。
To send me to the United States.
我就说啊，时候到了，真的，我大学那个时候感动不是我自己想出来的，真的是神在感动。
And I knew that the time had come that in my third year in college, that was not out of my own thoughts, but that was from God.
所以我们的一生哦，其实我们如果真的很努力去寻求神哦，神都会让我们知道他要我们做什么。
In our whole lives, if we truly seek the Lord, then God will allow us to know what He wants us to do.
那下一个问题，那美国怎么来？
The next question was, how would I come to the United States?
这也是一个大问题。
This is a big problem.
因为那个时候，台湾的政府规定，在美国只有一些学校他认可的，才可以用留学生的身份出国。
Because at that time, the Taiwan government will only allow Taiwan residents to go to the United States to study in certain schools.
但是我不知道。
But I didn't know this.
所以我就去申请一家外教会的神学院。
So I went to apply for a TTP program from another church.
主要是进修了，不是说要从那里得到什么。
And it was just to get units. It wasn't to gain anything.
但第一个要考托福。
But first, you had to take the TOEFL test.
离开学校这么久，托福怎么考？
And I had come out of school for so long, so I didn't know how to study for it.
但是很奇妙的。
But it was very miraculous.
很短的准备，竟然就能够达到学校都要求的分数。
I only prepared for a very short amount of time, but I was able to obtain the score that the school required.
这个完全是神的作为。
And this was the work of God.
所以就收到一张入学许可。
And so I received a letter that I was admitted.
那要去办这个护照。
And so I needed to apply for a passport.
他说政府讲宗教人士不能用宗教人士出国。
And you cannot use religious reasons to leave the country.
那怎么办呢？就没路可走了。
So, what was I to do? I had come
to an end. 我在想起说，我在申请那个神学院的时候，不晓得为什么，我就不晓得为什么。我去申请一些大学的个研究所。
And at the time when I was applying for a theological school, I did not know why, but I also applied to different programs.
所以就有一间大学接受给我一个入学许可。
And so the college at the time had accepted me and given me permission to go there.
那我才发现我抽屉里面有一张入学许可，这个大学是台湾政府承认的。
And I realized that I had a mission letter from one of the colleges that the Taiwan government would acknowledge.
所以我就用那一张入学许可去申请留学生的护照。
And so I used that admission letter to apply for my passport.
然后用这个神学院的入学许可去申请签证。
And then I used the mission from the theological school to get my visa.
那这样就来到了美国。
And that is how I came to the United States.
就继续在美国的侍奉。
And that's how I continue to serve in the United States.
所以回顾过去神带领的脚步非常清楚。
So when I look back, I can see very clearly how God has guided my every step.
那这一段时间的侍奉看起来是一无所有，但是神带领确实每一样都有。
It seemed like in this period of service, I had nothing, but with God, I had everything.
我三个女儿大学毕业都没有欠钱，没有贷款。
My three daughters, they were able to go through college without debt.
有时候想想，怎么传道有可能这样呢？但是就是可能。
And how is this possible for a preacher? But it was possible.
神就是很奇妙的安排，所需用的神都会看顾。
With God's miraculous ways, He was able to provide for what we needed.
我三个女儿都在freeway 发生车祸。
My three daughters all had an accident on the freeway.
而且车子全部都撞坏。
And their cars were totaled.
保险公司换三部新车给他们。
And the insurance companies gave them three new cars.
但是感谢神的就是都没有受伤。
But thank God they were not harmed.
这个是非常奇妙。
And this is very miraculous.
其中一个大女儿刚好是她要结婚的两个月发生车祸。
And my older daughter, she got in the accident 2 months before her wedding.
有一天我接到电话。
When I received the phone call.
她说她是路旁打来的，她车子刚好被卡车撞坏。
She was by the side of the road. Her car had been hit by a truck.
两个前轮全部都被撞出来。
And the two front tires had been, it was already it had come out from the accident.
但是她都没有受伤。
But she was not harmed.
所以婚礼的时候也不会看到这里一个纱布，那里的一个纱布。
And when she got married, you did not see that she had bandages here and there.
真的，神的看顾保守是随时随在的。
And so God's care for us, and He is constantly watching over us.
有时候我们登长老常常去访问。
Many times when we go to visitation,
我看到很多信徒确实蒙神的恩典。
We see many members who have received the grace of God.
来到美国空空而来。
They came empty-handed to the United States.
但满国以后蒙福。
But they were able to be blessed.
在物质上越来越丰盛。
And become more abundant.
所以在访问他们，也真的是为他们感谢神。
And when we go visit them, we truly thank God for them.
但是有时候我在想啊，我也为自己感谢神啊。
But sometimes I think that I thank God for myself.
因为我从来没有羡慕。
Because I have never felt envious.
我觉得我这样活得非常好。
I feel like I live a very good life.
这个是因为神的同在。
This is because of the guidance of God.
一直觉得生活方式最好的生活方式就是侍奉神。
That I felt like the best way to live my life is to serve God.
我还记得我母亲常常讲一句话。
I remember a phrase that my mother often said.
天天活着没事情做，这样活着是有什么意义？
That every day when you live, you have nothing to do. Then what is the meaning of life?
我听她讲好几次。
I heard her say this many times.
那这一句话就变成她侍奉神的一个很重要原因。
This was a very important reason as to why she served.
就是活着一定要侍奉神。
That when she lived, she would serve the Lord.
这样生活才有意义。
Only then would her life have meaning.
所以虽然一生没有什么
So even though in our lives we might not have much
生活很简单啊
We might have a very simple life
但是充满着平安跟喜乐
But we are filled with peace and joy
有时候看到慕道朋友得恩典
When we see our true seeking friends receive grace
我们看到信徒爱神
When we see our members love God
那个都是一个极大的满足啊
This is a great satisfaction.
所以我常常问。
So I often ask.
如果重新再来，我会做什么决定
？If I were to redo my life, what kind of decision would I make?
我想，如果神这样感动我，我重新再来，我还是会有相同的决定。
I feel that if God touches me and moves me once again, then I will make the same decision in my life.
因为侍奉神，这是我们活着的价值。
Because serving the Lord gives value to a life.
我们在侍奉的过程当中啊，我常常发现越来越孤单。
In a process of serving, I realize that we get more and more lonely.
因为这一条路的伤亡率非常高。
Because this path, the people who lose their lives is very high.
所以有时候看到以前的同工一个一个不见了。
When you see your co-workers depart one by one,
是在心里也是有一点伤痛的。
You feel sorrow and hurt in your heart.
但是也自己一直提醒。
But you remind yourself.
要谨慎自守。
That you must be alert and watchful.
那这样我们才能够把侍奉的道路走到完。
Only then can you complete this path of service.
能够真的在神面前向神交账。
And truly be able to give a report to God in the end.
愿颂赞荣耀归给神。
May all the glory and praise be unto His holy name. Let's sing hymn.
471首。
471。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们还有三个月要灵恩布道会。
We will have three more months until spiritual convocation.
请我们一起来准备。
We ask that we prepare together.
做两件事情。
And we do two things.
第一个，每天为着我们灵恩布道会来祷告。
First, let us pray daily for our spiritual convocation.
如果圣灵在同工很多事情就很简单。
If the Holy Spirit is working, then many things are easy.
第二个，请我们把握机会多带朋友来慕道。
Second, let us grasp onto the opportunity and bring more of our friends and family.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.